Teresa and Kieran Doherty. You're very welcome to Highland Radio Sunday Sport. And, well, I suppose I'm going to take you back. The reason you're here, I'm going to take you back to last Sunday up in Finn Valley. Kieran, you won the men's title for the first time ever. Teresa, you won the women's title for the 10th time ever. So congratulations to both of you, and thanks for joining us here on Highland Radio Sunday Sport. And I know, Teresa, we spoke during the week, and it was fairly relaxed, Teresa, that I was chatting to you. He says, we did do that. But suppose after reflecting on the week and people, you know, saying what an achievement it was by both of you to actually do that, I don't think it's ever been done.
Hi, Porrick. Thanks for having us. It was great to get the win. It was great for me to get the 10th, and then it was just extra special and the Kieran won the men's on the same day, so we were delighted. Mm-hmm. You never know how it's going to go, do you know? Last year I was going for the 10th title, and I lost out to Nikita Burke from Letterkenny, and I was gutted after it. So this year I was out to try and do my best to win it, and then it was just great then that Kieran got his first title. I was delighted for him.
Yeah, and suppose, Kieran, we're going to have to be honest here. You run for Letterkenny, and Teresa, you run from Finn Valley there, so there's that extra bit of spice there as well, as being married. So, Kieran, suppose speaking to you off air, and I know that you've got a chance, an opportunity this year to really focus on your fitness and your running, and it's really helped, and obviously you got the win at the end.
Yeah, that's right, Porrick. I mean, in other years, it's been documented that I would always go back to fishing in September. Mm-hmm. So my training usually would be more inconsistent, September, October, leading into Donegal Senior. So this year, with just the enforcement of the Brexit on the fisheries, it was a case of we had no fishing to go to. So it was, from a running point of view, it was good from that, that I was able to continue my summer training and right through September and October leading into the Donegal Senior. So I feel that made the difference this year, that when I stood on the line this year, I knew that I was in good shape and that I had a real good chance of winning it. And I mean, it's always the Donegal Senior as an athlete, anybody in Donegal, you always want that in your CV, and I was delighted to win it.
And they're not easy to get either. And suppose the good thing is something's good has come out of Brexit for you, so that's one person. But
might be the only thing.
to get that opportunity to try and take it to another level, suppose in your career, let's call it, you know, and to get that actual accolade. I know Teresa, she has 9 of them, but you know, it's the first has to be special.
Oh yeah, it is. I mean, last Sunday, as the race progressed, I mean, I have to acknowledge the support around the course from all the different clubs. It was fantastic. And I mean, I was leading with about 2 laps to go, and every lap you were just absorbing the atmosphere off the race, and it was great. And it was a position I always wanted to achieve, that I would win it one year. I've won other road titles, but I mean, Donegal Senior was always the one that I never had. And last Sunday the weather was fantastic for it, and great crowds, and it was just it's one I'll always remember, yeah, and to get the first one, so
special.
I'll have to see now, can I do it again?
That's it, you're under pressure here. Teresa, I suppose it's your 10th, sorry, I should say, I said 9th, but it's actually gone up into last weekend, it was your 9th, now you've 10 of them. And suppose that battle that's going on between yourself and a number of them, I know Nikita, you've been fighting it out, that has to be great going into it, because obviously you've trained together as well, and you have that social circle, but did you give him any advice going into the race last weekend? That's one question I was going to ask.
I don't think I did I? I said, run as hard as you can and get it.
And it's not as easy as that.
It's not, because you never know what's going to happen on the day. Do you know, I felt like I was in great shape last year, and I didn't win it, and I was gutted after it, but this year I kind of took it out slow at the start, and I felt confident then after about a lap and a half, and I just took it on from there. I suppose I really, really wanted it this year, though. I wanted to go for the 10, because you just don't know what's going to happen next year. You could be injured or flu.
Yeah.
So it's nice to get the 10, so.
And it's been a fairly good couple of weeks for you. You got the Jim McNamara Award for Outstanding Athlete, so.
That's right, the Masters, yeah, that was 2 weeks ago. And that qualifies me now. I'm going to Liverpool next weekend for the Irish and British Masters cross country. So, yeah, there's a good few of us going from Finn Valley, and I think there's 2 girls going from the Rosses and Lifford. So, there's a good squad of us heading over to that. So it'll be an interesting battle over there, yeah.
And no more than Kieran, but getting the work done and, suppose, staying injury-free has been massive for you this year.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I was a bit injured now at the beginning of the year, so I didn't really race once for the first 6 months. But I've been feeling good really since July, up my mileage in September, and that kind of got a bit tired then October time just with the increase. But I feel good again now. So yeah, it's just about getting consistent training and getting the miles in, getting your sessions done twice a week, and yeah.
And that's, I suppose, the balancing act. You know, I suppose you have a young kid as well, and
right, yeah.
and trying to juggle all those things. So the story is not only about running, but it's about trying to master all those skills as well at once, Tracy.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you seem to be always asking for babysitters, you know, especially in the days of the double runs. You know, you need somebody in the morning time and the evening time, but we have a great support network around us, Kieran's family in Dunlow, my family in Kinnock, so... Yeah, they're great with looking after Anya, and sure, uh-huh. She loves playing with the cousins and aunties when we're away off running. She's well used to us running at this stage, so it's good to have the good support network around.
You definitely need it.
Yeah, you do.
I suppose, Kieran, as well this year, you've done the Frankfurt Marathon as well.
Yeah, that's right. That the week before Donegal Senior. So, yeah, it went well. I just decided when I was getting this opportunity this year that I was just going to increase my mileage and be ready for a marathon. I only actually entered Frankfurt the week before because I didn't know was I definitely going to be available to do one. But yeah, increased the mileage, got the consistency in the mileage and the quality, and was happy with me running in the Frankfurt Marathon. So,
and take me back to last Sunday. Suppose when you were at that situation of what was going through the head when you thought I have this, or I'm going to get it, or I'm not far away. What was your mind telling yourself?
Well, in a race, I mean, you can prepare in training, and a lot of times athletes can leave it behind in training, and it's about just staying focused and disciplined. And I mean, you could go too early and it mightn't be the right thing, but I was speaking to my coach during the week, Therese McDade, and she just said less is more this week, so keep it simple and keep the run simple, and don't get rested, because you have to remember you've just done a marathon. So it's about getting recovered. So that's what I did. And you never really know until you get into the race action of how the legs or the body's going to respond from a marathon. But I knew after a couple of laps that it felt great. And it was just a matter of just in cross country, when you go, you have to, you're kind of thinking on your feet. And when you decide to go, you have to go. There's no such thing as slowing down and trying it a second time. Once you make that decision, that's it. So it's about... getting on your pace and holding it and hurting when you have to, and that's just basically what you have to do.
And suppose, Teresa, you have to have that level of inner belief as well, along with the actual work done on the training. But suppose it is about race days. It's like every other sport. It's on the day, really.
That's it. It's on the day, and you have to be positive. I suppose you have to think back of all the good sessions you've done, you know, before our race as well. Like Kieran said, we were in a room, the team talk, and it was all positive, and it was all about, you know, about all the hard training that we had done. And yeah, that's what you have to think about on race day. No negativity, and just get out and yeah, just try your best. But yeah, I felt confident enough after the first lap, you know, and I took it on, as Kieran said. Once you make the break, just go. Don't be going and coming back again, you know.
No, so I just, no holding back.
No, just go. So I was delighted then I could hold it and make a wee gap.
And suppose Brendan Boyce was here with us last week after the race, and it's funny, you'd say the simple things, just keep things simple. And I suppose that's something that he's worked a lot with Rob Heffernan on, and just keeping, you know, race day as normal as you possibly can, because obviously, Teresa, there's a lot of nerves. You were going for your 10th title, and here you were going for your first title, so
yeah,
good thing.
I find that I don't really get nervous before a race. I get more, you get anxious that you're going to, you want to execute your race the proper way. And sometimes you have to think on your feet during the race. And as I say, if you make the wrong decision, it doesn't work out. But I mean, you just have to keep it simple. And if you have the training done, you go to the line and you just do your best. That's all you can do. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, but sure, if you try your best at it and you have the training done, that's all you can do.
You can overthink it sometimes too, Teresa, can you?
Oh, you can definitely overthink it. Like, I remember going back to 2010, like, I still think about this race. It was probably the year I was at my fittest, and I ran the Intercounties. It was in Derry at the time, and it was great because it was just on a doorstep, 20 minutes drive, and I was in great shape and I was really hoping to make the Eurocross team. But I was so nervous all week about that race. I thought about it. The race ran about 10 times in my head. And as soon as I met Patsy McGonigal, I remember up there, and Mark Conley, they were all like, "That's my coach. You'll have a great run today," because the ground was hard and it was just my kind of a my kind of a course. But as soon as the gun went, I was gone. I was just because I was just thinking of it too much, getting too nervous, and my race was over once the gun went. And you know, I was just gutted after, because I was just too anxious, too nervous. But I'm more mature now. I'm a more mature runner, I think. I try and not, you know, get that nerve. Yeah, obviously there's a bit of nerves there, and that's normal and that's good. But just back then, I suppose I was just getting new to that side of it. And yeah, I was so annoyed. I ruined the race myself by overthinking it.
And obviously, as you said, you're running a long time now, but through experience, I suppose both of you have noticed the little things at work, and maybe not to do the overthinking, and maybe not to do, which is probably the hardest thing, the resting element when it comes to athletes, is they don't like to rest, you know?
That's right, yeah. And you can, yeah, you just keep thinking you should be running. Like the day before race, I would only do 20 minutes. You know, you might sometimes push it another wee bit, do another few miles, but listen, rest is as important as a session sometimes, you know? It's vital that you get your rest and your sleep for your training, you know?
And what's on the horizon next for both of you? I'll ask you first, Ciarán.
Well, for me, I mean, the Intercounties is in 2 weeks' time, and I'm gearing up that I'll race them. But as regards fishing, that could get in the way before that, so I'll just see what happens. But my first priority will be fishing between now and the end of March, beginning of April. So running every year takes a back seat with me. I try and keep in contact as much as I can when we're away fishing, docking in other countries and that. I train all the time, but unless you're training twice a day, every day of the week, for athletics, that's what you need to be doing. So, I mean, it's not practical out on a fishing trawler. So I just do the best I can with it and try and maintain a decent level of fitness in the winter months. So when the fishing season ends, I start back into it in the summertime. So I'll just take every race that comes, and sometimes I mightn't be at my best in the winter time, but I just have to play it by ear, really, for the winter months now.
And suppose when you're out fishing, how many days are you on the boat, and many days do you get docked? Is that
there's no set time. Like, okay, you could go in, you could be 2 weeks, you could be 5 days, you could be. There's just no set time with it. So every advantage you get, even if it's a calm day, I have a treadmill on board, and I try and get on that as much as possible, and just basically try and maintain the fitness, because you still follow the athletics at home. You'd be talking to your coach, and you know what the guys are doing and the sessions, and she'd be telling you the splits, and then you'd be going out trying to replicate the same. And it's just a natural thing. You're competitive, and you know what your fellow athletes is doing, and you try and maintain it as much as you can during the winter. So, and I enjoy doing it. I enjoy going out testing myself, and hopefully we'll keep doing that.
And this whole story is a you have to juggle everything else when he's away, and your training.
You're right. I'm
not mentioning the war, but suppose in your training as well, suppose there's a wee bit more, you know, the schedules now, you know how it works, and when you're looking at different targets and trying to achieve these targets that you've got, and 10 is a massive achievement, and the other elements of your career that you've achieved so far is huge. What's next for you?
Well, I have the cross country race now in Liverpool on Saturday. So I head over on Friday and back on Sunday, So there's a few from Finvalley going over, so it'll be a good weekend away as well. And Ciarán's sister Helen is running as well, so it's nice the two of us will be heading over. And then the week after is it's the Inter Clubs now in Dublin, Abbottstown, so that's the senior nationals. So the top six there getting the Eurocross team now, I would love to get the top six. It's a goal of mine for ages, but we'll see how it goes. So the Liverpool race will be a good preparation for the seniors as well,
and that'll give you an understanding of exactly where you're at
for the following week. So Masters 6k, and then the following week it's 8k, so yeah, two big races coming up.
So it's an important couple of weeks for you.
So get a good training session now on Tuesday, and then the race on Saturday, and recover a few days, another session back again at it. So Ah, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's great, yeah.
And you just keep your fingers crossed about Brexit and that, so you can stay and train as hard as you can and get up the preparation levels for your next race as well.
Ah, yeah. I mean, I would be delighted if Teresa actually made the Eurocross team this year. So she's been trying this last few years, and hopefully this year it'll work for her, because I know the hard work she puts in, and I see it. Like, if I go to go out in the morning, she might be out the door ahead of me, and I have to get out then as soon as she comes back. And so I know the work she puts into it, and I'd be delighted if she did it this year. So,
and suppose, Teresa, it's comforting to have someone who's in the same situation or mindset as you, and suppose you can find comfort in that.
Oh, we can, yeah. Now, sometimes, yeah, he might. He's out the door earlier than me on a Sunday morning. It's not good. He comes back after running 15 mile. I mightn't be too happy, because I know then I have to go out and do it. But no, it's great. Listen, so we know, yeah, we the same interests, and he knows what I want, and I know what he wants in the running side of things. So it's, yeah, it's great that we both have the same interest. Yeah.
And we'll come back to last Sunday finally. It's sunk in, and you know, a lot of a week to reflect, and I suppose with people kind of raise the eyebrows when it was a husband and wife, never done before, and a great story there.
Ah, yeah, it's great, and it's great to see the pictures, you know, there's a few pictures in the papers, and it's nice that our wee girl was there, and it'll be probably in years to come, but it'll be nice to look back on it. It's something special, you know, and yeah, it was just a great day. It was there was loads there to watch it, and yeah, just
there was a lot of support as well from we got a lot of messages from people all around Ireland and in the county, and especially in at home. I mean, I remember when I started running first, there wouldn't have been many running when I was running around the roads, and now this year I think 29 or 30 from the Rosses and Gidore area did the Dublin Marathon, and I see it all the time now. If I go, there's people running the roads all the time, and it's great to see, and hopefully there'll come another generation now that'll come up that'll see their parents doing that athletics, and they'll aspire to getting on Irish teams or whatever their goals will be. So I would say athletics will have a good future now, because there's a lot more of a base throughout the county running now than there was like 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Well, so people, there's Couch to 5K and there's different elements like that, and the big fear about running is nobody, you know, I can't run is probably what a lot of people automatically think, but once, suppose when they get out and they get that support network, Teresa, it's important to have that, even if you have a club or you don't have a club.
Oh, it is definitely important, yeah. It's just great to get out running. I suppose for me, starting in Finn Valley, you make just so many good friends out of a network like that, and it's just good banter going to training on a Tuesday and going away to races together. It's great for mental health just to get out and run, and it's brilliant now to see a lot of people out doing it, running, walking, taking part in, even if you're not in a club, but just getting out and with friends, chatting, just keeping active. It's very, very important.
Look, folks, thanks for joining us here in Highland Radio Sunday Sport. Suppose congratulations, Kieran, running your first Donegal cross country, and Teresa, you won in your 10th as well, and you won the team event as well, is that correct?
We won the team, Finn Valley won the team, yeah, and the men's and women's, so yeah, it was brilliant, yeah, great day for them, yeah.
So a fantastic day for Finn Valley and for Letterkenny.